Meet up on the island for food and romance, because this week's Discovery joins three sisters as they work together to fulfill their grandmother's wish. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. As siblings age, they often drift apart, going their own separate ways to start their own separate lives. But in the audio edition of The Restaurant by Pamela Kelly, three sisters end up coming back together to fulfill their beloved grandmother's wishes after her death. The story travels to Nantucket with three women in their 30s. Though the sisters grew up on Nantucket, only Mandy still lives there with her high-powered husband and their two kids. Emma is living in Arizona and going through an unexpected divorce. And Jill lives in Manhattan, where she and her close friend Billy run a successful recruiting agency. But everything changes when their beloved grandmother dies, leaving the sisters with a restaurant that they didn't even know that she owned. The will comes with a catch. They all have to work at Mimi's place for a year before they're allowed to sell it. Now, while the title of the novel may be The Restaurant, the story focuses more on the sisters and their relationships. Mandy's shocking discovery about her husband, Emma's reunion with high school sweetheart, and now Mimi's head chef, Paul, and Jill's growing feelings for her partner. It all revolves around Mimi's place, and it sometimes provides descriptions of mouth-watering dishes. But the restaurant business tends to remain in the background. That's an unfortunate choice, really, since the revival of a struggling restaurant on Nantucket seems to offer so many possibilities, and readers will be left wanting to know more. Also missing is more background on the sister's grandmother. Early in the story, Mandy discovers an old diary, which tells more of the story, but it gives less background and carries less weight than it feels like it could have. And the sister's grandmother simply fades into the background once they arrive on the island. Despite a number of missed opportunities, though, the story still comes together as a charming and romantic novel about three women and one life-changing year together. It's an easygoing and undemanding listen. But is it worth cooking up romance with these three sisters? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you're looking for a light and lovable story for some spare time listening, The Restaurant is a worthy pick. It isn't a powerful read, but the characters and their cozy comfort food will easily hold your attention. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Restaurant by Pamela Kelly is 5 hours and 20 tasty minutes long and is available from Piping Plover Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.